This is Bruce Kaplan, and on Thanksgiving Day 1998, I had an article published in the Seattle Times that flashed back to the day half a century earlier when television premiered in Seattle. I'm going to read my article, which was published over two decades ago. Thanksgiving Day 50 years ago in Seattle was a day of awe. One moment we were all glued to the radio, the theater of the mind, as we listened to Jack Benny, Eddie Cantor, and Edward R. Murrow. But that Thanksgiving Day a half century ago, television arrived in Seattle. Channel 5, operated by KRSC-TV, began their broadcast with a high school football game. At the time, I was 6, mesmerized by the 10-inch black-and-white flickering picture at Harry Hanlon's television store in Madison Park. In those days, we had but one channel to watch, and Test Pattern was viewed more than the programs. That was because programming didn't begin until 5 in the evening and concluded 5 hours later at 10. 2 days a week, there were no television broadcasts. Often in 1948, the picture would cease and the words, "Please stand by," would bounce onto the screen. These interruptions could last anywhere from a few minutes to a few days. My family purchased one of the first televisions in Seattle. It was a Hoffman Easy Vision set with a gigantic, for those times, 10-inch screen. The set was delivered in the morning while my father was at work. My mother plugged it in and flicked it on. There was no antenna and no picture. Later, my father arrived home with 100 feet of flat television wire. He connected it to the rear of the set and proceeded to stretch the line throughout the interior of our Madison Park home, searching for an optimal picture. That night, we watched programs with the names of Pinhead and Fudini, Kukla, Fran and Ollie, and even Arthur Godfrey. There were very few movies on the television in 1948 because the motion picture industry considered television to be a major threat to their survival. The movies that were shown were often early 1930s vintage with poor sound quality and picture. One afternoon I came home from school. My mom looked so sad. "Is Grandma sick again?" I asked in a fearful voice. Mother looked at me with troubled eyes. "Grandma's fine, sweetheart, but the television broke, and a house call couldn't fix it. It had to be taken to the shop, and we won't have it back for a week." Interestingly enough, our television doctor in those days was Harry Bogage, the same wonderful person who operates Harry's electronic service in Bellevue and Seattle today. Television in 1948 was so thrilling that problems were sometimes created. One evening, my mother received a call. I watched her face as it turned from a smile to a frown. When she hung up, I asked her what the call was all about. She told me that it was from the neighbor directly across the street. She told my mother that they couldn't afford a TV, but her husband had purchased a pair of binoculars for her so she could watch our set. She was angry because every evening when the programs began, my mother was inadvertently drying the drapes. Today I have several color sets with a satellite dish that receives hundreds of channels. As I mentally stroll back to Thanksgiving Day 1948, I realize that no amount of modern technology can replace the thrill that I experienced the first time I saw that flickering black and white picture half a century ago.